Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. I'm Rachel Ballinger.
I'm Emily Brostaff.
I forgot the rest of the intro. Welcome!
Close enough.
I feel like I got half of it, right?
You did, yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, we fact check things. No, Emily fact checks things. That's what I forgot to say.
What's my percentage today?
I'm going to give you 96, because earlier you were talking about things and you said Ariana hit 3 million followers on Instagram, and I was very confused and tried to ask you like 6 times what that meant, and then eventually you realized you meant 300 million.
Yeah. Whoops. So it's not my fact checking. It's the way that I can't read my own notes.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm actually doing very well. I had a good weekend, and I'm feeling good. Everything's
nice.
Swell.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Before we get into the news.
Oh, Emily is stressed. She edited the last episode of this podcast. And people were talking about how the audio was a little quiet. Emily, I'm going to take some of the blame. I usually raise our levels in post, and I forgot to tell you that part.
Well, and I was like editing through my headphones, and apparently that like amplifies it a lot more.
Yes.
And so I should not have been doing that. But now I know.
That's why people sometimes their background music's a little too loud in videos, yeah. Is because they're editing with headphones on. Before you export, always watch it through with the headphones out, and that's the true audio. Mm.
Ah. Well, listen,
live and learn.
Also, before we get into the news, I have a confession.
These are my confessions. What was your confession?
All right, I'm really hoping I won't get canceled for this.
Wait, okay, so I did a video. Is this what we're talking about?
Oh, no, but that video slapped.
Okay, it did, but I was going to ask you, did you want to tell everyone which one was yours?
No, I will be taking that to my grave.
Can I know which one's yours?
I'll tell you after, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, what's your confession? I want to know.
Okay, so maybe after last week's lively debate, I have switched my stance.
Oh, you're Team Wheels.
I'm now Team Wheels.
I'm on Team I don't care. Because we will never know the answer.
I know. I keep waiting for like, do you know who Hank Green is on TikTok?
Obviously, I know who Hank Green is.
Okay. Thank God. I keep waiting for him to do like a very scientific video proving which one is correct, but he hasn't done it yet. But yeah, I've been like Googling if scientists are actually like going to do the math with this, and I haven't seen anything so far, but
he's the Bill Nye of our generation.
Exactly.
I love him.
Love him. Yep. He's amazing.
He's smart, you know,
yeah.
But internet wise, he's really smart. He's like a little genius.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud that from a business standpoint.
He's just so cute. Like, I didn't love him. So I put him in my pocket, take him home. Answer smart people questions for me.
Be my brain, because I don't know how.
That would be nice. Oh, my Lord. Okay, you ready for news stories?
So ready.
Okay. So this week we just have a bunch of shorter news stories because the big entertainment news stories this week were all surrounding the Kardashians and Pete.
I'm bored
and Kanye.
Of that. I'm so bored of it.
We're done. We're done. It'll never stop, so we just have to stop it.
But he did get banned from Instagram and pulled
from
the Grammys.
Did. Yes, he did. Yeah.
So
Yeah, he got like I think it was just temporarily banned from Instagram because of his violating the platform's policies on like hate speech, which is putting it super lightly. But yeah, how am I supposed to be entertained now?
You're just boredom. Just boredom from here on out. All right.
Oh my God.
What other news blurbs do we have?
Blurbs. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are officially in escrow on their $50 million mansion, which includes 10 bedrooms and 17 bathrooms.
Why so many bathrooms?
I don't know.
What is happening? Why do you need that many bathrooms?
Honestly, this IBS girl over here, that is an ideal situation. Everywhere you look, bathrooms.
I think 3 bathrooms is plenty. Like, I have 2 in my house, and we're building a third. And I'm like...
You are?
Yes. It's going to be in my office that we're building. But,
nice.
So I can go poop in private. Because 2 bathrooms, you'd think it's enough. It's not enough. Because we have ours in the master, which just leaves the one guest. So if you have multiple guests, everyone's using that one. Or if you have people... If we have people staying, which we normally do, we usually have... Someone's usually in our guest room.
Always.
And the mornings, I wake up first, I gotta poop. I'm not gonna poop next to my girlfriend who's still sleeping.
No.
So I like to go to the guest bath. But when there's someone staying with us, I'm like, they're gonna wake up any moment. And I'm just pooping next to them instead. And it's just an awkward moment for me. So I usually try and hold it till my girlfriend wakes up. And then I'm like, I gotta go poop. But if there was a third bathroom, that's plenty.
Yeah, I like that.
17?
17.
How many? My sister has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 1 per room and then an extra. Same. They're all full baths. It's 5 full, 1 half.
Oh my God. Interesting.
You know what? There are times when people do need to kind of use them all. But 17,
she's always hosting a lot of people.
Yeah, she used to. But 17, that's a little extreme.
It is, yeah. All right, next news blurb is some faith in humanity restored news surrounding the Russia-Ukraine situation. Airbnb and its community raised more than $40 million for Ukrainian citizens. This all came after a social media campaign that pled with people around the world to book Ukrainian accommodations
Airbnb
with the intention of never checking
right
in.
Now.
So it was basically
everybody.
Reserve it, give those people that money, and then not actually show up to use the space.
Oh, you're back.
This is my internet.
Oh, are you still talking?
Unstable.
I have no idea. It was been frozen for a good.
Cool.
I have to. Oh, Emily left. She just left me. There she is.
My computer just said, that's enough for today.
You were just gone. So welcome back. How was your
trip?
Thank
you. It was really fun. Very productive. What's the last thing you heard?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Airbnb. Sorry. Airbnb raised money.
Yeah, so they raised money for Ukrainian citizens. So basically, there is this big social media campaign that was going around where people were booking Airbnbs in Ukraine with the intention of never going or staying at the Airbnbs. But it was just solely to give the Ukrainian people money.
Directly
to
them. Not going through an organization. It was, I saw that. I thought it was really smart.
Yeah, it was amazing. So they raised $1.9 million for the Ukrainians in just 48 hours. And right now it's totaling at $40 million, which is insane and awesome.
That's so much money.
Yeah, right? It's great. And then Europeans are also working together to leave strollers and diapers and toys at the borders for the Ukrainian refugee mothers and their children, which is incredible.
Yeah, go people.
Yeah. And then, as you mentioned before, Ariana Grande just hit 300 million followers on Instagram.
Who's the top Instagrammer?
I want to say it's Kylie Jenner. Let me look real quick. Who has the most Instagram followers?
Oh, Ari has not put out music in a hot second. Sorry, who is it?
It's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, is that soccer player?
Yeah, he has 401.2 million followers. Hold on. Now I need to see.
That is so many.
I need to see who Kylie Jenner. She only has 305 million.
Only.
Only.
Measly.
Yes.
Measly 325 million. It's so weird because
Ari's... really embarrassing.
Ari's Insta page is like I wouldn't expect this to be the thing that has 300 million. I mean, she's amazing. I love her. No shade to her. It's just interesting what people, who they follow and for what reasons.
Well, when I was like reading this, because it just happened to be like a little article that popped up on BuzzFeed. When I was reading more about it, she's only the sixth person and third woman to reach 300 million followers. And so Kylie Jenner and then Selena Gomez are the other two. I don't understand the whole Selena Gomez thing. Like, I want someone to explain it to me. I like her and she seems like a good person. I don't think I've heard anything controversial about her, but like, no, why great. Her?
Yeah, I've only heard good things about Selena as well. What?
But like, why all of that for her?
Listen, this is no tea, no shade. Hers, though, I can understand a little bit more because she posts more selfies and things like that.
Okay.
Maybe they're just all really pretty women, maybe.
Yeah. But I mean, there's so many pretty follow hot girls on Instagram just to look at.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I love all of them. I just am always just, yeah. I'm not like, why her? I'm like, I really want to know, like, I want to know the draw. I'm more from a psychological standpoint, not a like jealousy. I post better, but no. They all deserve the following. Yes. I just like to know why people do it. And is it the thing where it's like everyone follows them, so maybe I should too? Is it just that spiral that starts happening?
Right. Yeah. Tell us if you follow her. Please tell us in the comments because maybe we're missing something.
No, I don't. I don't feel like I'm missing it. I follow Ari and Selena as well.
I don't follow Selena, but now I feel like I need to. Peer pressure.
Exactly, and that's what I think it is.
All right.
Because I look at them like they're not doing anything like crazy amazing. Not like they are amazing, but nothing like crazy social media wise that's like so unique. So I do like to understand why people. Is it just because everyone else is?
Right. Yeah. Someone tell us.
Again, not shading either of them. I love them and follow both of them. And they deserve all their follows. I just like to know the psychological standpoint. Continue.
Yes. a little bit of bigger news. The Ace family just announced that this year, 2022, would be their last year posting regularly on YouTube.
Look at my hair, one. Wait. Oh, so regularly. What does that mean?
Okay, so they posted a video titled The End of the Ace Family on YouTube, and they explained that they wanted to do this. Huh?
It said dramatic.
Right. They explained that they wanted to do this last year, but things didn't work out, maybe because of the foreclosure and the lawsuits, but I don't know. That's allegedly. But they said that they didn't want to continue with YouTube because instead they wanted to focus on traveling with their children, and they don't want to have to think about posting videos regularly. They said they don't think they'll be leaving forever, but they just won't be posting as consistently.
Well, yeah, it's hard. That's hard to keep up. We talked about this a week ago, 2 weeks
last,
ago.
Last episode, yeah.
Yeah, last episode. That is hard to keep up. So,
yeah.
And if you have enough money saved up where you don't have to do anything, you're going to choose not to do it.
Right. They also announced that they're going to be doing an Ace Family Festival. So Austin said when they were announcing this festival, it's basically like a mini Coachella, but for Ace Family fans.
Yeah.
They're selling 5,000 tickets. There's and Austin described it as, instead of you guys sitting in your seat and watching the show, you'll get to actually be a part of the event. You get to interact with other Ace Family members. You get to go on rides and play games and hang out with us, and there will be performers.
TanaCon 2.0.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah.
Let's take bets on if he gets a permit for it.
Oh, yeah. If they want to retire, also, they're going to have to.
How much are the tickets going to be? I bet you they're like 500 each.
They haven't said yet, and they haven't said the location of the festival yet. So they said they're announcing those things when the tickets go on sale. So they're basically saying there's a super limited amount of tickets, but you don't get to know the price or where it's at until the tickets are already up, and you basically have no choice but to buy with like before thinking. So isn't that weird? I feel like they're going to get some interesting comments about that.
This is going to unfold how we all imagine this is going to unfold.
Beautifully.
People.
Great material.
People really don't understand how much coordination and time and money it goes into making, you know, VidCon, like things like that, festivals. It's a lot. A lot of people think they can just throw it together. So hopefully people don't get cheated out of their money. And like, Blaze has seen himself in the mirror behind me.
Who that, mama?
Who's that handsome boy? Is that you? Are you a handsome boy? Anyway, so we'll see how this goes. I hope no one gets cheated out of their money or gets sunburned as they did at TanaCon. But I hope it's great. I hope it's great. I want the best for everybody.
I hope it's great for the people that are buying this.
Yes.
And then last news blurb we have is the U.S. Senate unanimously approved a bill to make daylight savings time permanent starting in 2023. And so now Biden has the choice to either sign or veto.
So we have to fall back one more time and then jump forward one more time.
No.
California. Wait, are we just falling back and never going back forward?
I thought in 2023. Yes, you were right. So that means we fall back and then we go forward and then it's permanent and then it sticks. Yeah.
California voted on this a very long time ago. We all were like, it's been years. Like, I want to say 4 or 5 years where we're like, yeah, go away, stupid daylight savings. We don't want to fall back anymore. And we're still doing it. So
I was like reading a little bit more because I didn't know much about daylight savings time, and I had always heard that daylight savings time was initially developed for farmers to give them like longer hours.
That's what
to
I
like
heard as
farm.
Well.
Apparently that's incorrect. And so it was first used, like the concept of daylight savings time was first used in Canada in 1908, but it didn't become popular until 1916 during World War I, when Germany mandated that the country use this technique in order to minimize the use of artificial lighting to save fuel for the war. So it wasn't developed for farmers. It was developed because of World War I, we all wanted to save fuel, and be like more energy efficient.
That's so weird. Why were we lied to?
History fact.
Why were we lied to?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, so now in 2023, we won't have to deal with it anymore, which is nice.
Oh, all right. Cool. Yeah. Good to know.
That's it for our news.
All right. Perfect. Before we move on to our game of seeing how gay we truly are, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Joy finished a workout. It says it on my watch.
Aww.
Blaze, go to spot. Oh, stop yelling at me. Go to spot. And he's stretching. All right. Emily, what is our game for today?
Okay, our game is, instead of playing a game this week, not because I was stressed and sleep deprived and couldn't think of a new one, this just sounded way better. we're going to take that viral BuzzFeed quiz that everyone's talking about on TikTok right now, and it's labeled How Gay Are You, if you would like to take it as a listener. How Gay Are You from BuzzFeed. Just type that into Google and it'll pull right up. It's 15 questions and will tell you with 1,000% accuracy if you are in fact a homosexual or not.
Okay. I have it pulled up.
Oh, okay, good. We can take it at the same time.
Okay,
all right. You want to read the questions?
Yes. Choose a color. Red, blue, pink, yellow, lilac, green. Okay.
Wait, I'm going with blue.
I put green. Is this, okay. Does it know our gender though?
I don't know.
Because if we're.
But it's 1,000% accurate, so.
1,000%? This sounds real scientific. I think I've taken this before, but if there's going to be different answers if you're a gay man versus if you're a gay woman.
I don't know. All right. I honestly didn't scroll through the questions because I wanted to be surprised.
All right. Pick your favorite Beyonce song. Flawless, Single Ladies, Run the World, Drunk in Love, Crazy in Love. To be honest, I'm not into Beyonce. I'm going to say Flawless is mine.
Run the World is mine.
Girls.
Yeah.
All right. Do you enjoy consensual sexual experiences with or feel a sexual attraction to members of the same sex as yourself? Yes, all the time. Quite a bit, yeah. What? Now and then. Hardly ever. Never. Yes, all the time.
Yes, all the time.
Okay.
24/7.
Just yes. All right. What city would you like to live in most? New York, London, Paris, San Francisco, Tokyo, or Moscow?
Oof.
Yeah.
That one's hard.
It is. I don't like San Francisco. Too many hills.
Me neither.
I don't like New York. It stinks too much in the summer and it's hot. I like to visit.
I love New York.
I like to visit, but not to live. Okay. And I liked London a lot, actually. I'll pick London. I'm going to Paris this summer, but I'm not going to say
I'm going to pick Paris.
I'm going to pick London. I like London. Fun. I've been there a few times. It's nice. All right. What's your drink of choice? Beer, gin and tonic, white wine, cocktails, stout, whiskey. Oof. I'm going to go gin and tonic because it's similar to vodka soda and that is what I get to drink.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's the Tito's?
Yeah, just straight shots of Tito's. Come on now. All right. Okay, just to clarify, do you like having sex with people of the same sex? No, really, no, barely, sort of now and then, quite a lot. I already told you, yes, I do. Gender binaries? WTF. Should I say, I already told you, yes, I do, or quite a lot?
I know, I'm both. I'm going to go with yes, I already told you.
Same. Okay.
Okay.
What's your ideal Saturday night? Clubbing until 5 a.m., dinner and theater, quiet drinks with friends, doing something new, house party, night in with Netflix. I'm going to say club until 5 a.m. Let's do this.
Oh, I'm going to say house party.
House parties are fun, but I definitely.
Yeah.
I like to switch it up. That's what we do. Every other weekend, it's here or out. All right.
Oh, so you're a switch then.
We all know I'm a switch. Okay. Number 8. Ooh, hang on. Have you ever felt sexually attracted to someone of the same sex? Nope. This one time. Yep, a bit. Quite often, actually. Yes. Yes, I have. Absolutely. Your questions are weird. I'm saying yes. Yes, I have. Absolutely.
Same.
Okay. Which president do you most identify with? Barack Obama, William Howard Taft, Ronald Reagan, Abe Lincoln, James Buchanan, and JFK. Listen, we all are going to pick Barack Obama.
I know, but I feel like this could potentially get us in some trouble.
I know, but I didn't want to say Abe Lincoln because, well, the man never tells a lie, and I do not like to lie. I feel I'm very close, in fact, but he have slaves, and I don't want to do that.
I'm going to go with Barack.
Yeah.
That's, no one cancel me.
I feel like no matter what we pick here, we could potentially be canceled.
That's true.
I'm going to say Barack.
Nothing's worse than Reagan. Just don't choose Reagan and you're good.
Yes, I'm going to click Barack Obama. We had the most similar political views.
There we go.
The most similar. There we go.
And his wife is hot. Continue.
Get it. You do? I forgot you have mommy things.
I have mommy issues. Cuckoo gaga.
Oh, God. All right. What's your favorite root vegetable? Carrot? Jerusalem artichoke? Potato, sweet potato, ginger, beet. I'm going potato.
I'm going carrot.
I think potatoes are delicious anyway.
Carrots are delicious anyway.
No, carrots are like okay anyway.
No,
like they're like a cooked carrot that can't compete. A steamed carrot cannot compete with any form of potato other like raw potatoes. I know, but come on. All right. If you could pick your ideal partner for a romantic date, what qualities would they have? They'd be the same sex as me. Preferably the same sex, but mostly, you know, hot. Don't care about their sex. Care about wine. Ideally, the opposite sex, but it's no biggie. They must be the opposite sex. You hear me? Dates are boring. They'd be the same sex as me is my answer.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pick a weather phenomenon. Flooding, little fluffy clouds, sunshine, tornado, ball lightning, big pretty rainbow.
Big pretty rainbow.
Yeah, I'll do that. That sounds nice because then everyone goes, oh, look, a rainbow.
Yeah.
Okay. Which sex is sexiest? Same sex as me, duh. Mostly the same sex as me, but hey. All sexes are sexy. Opposite sex wins, just. Opposite, opposite, opposite. Stop being a sexiness fascist. I'm going to say same sex as me, duh.
Right. Okay. In my opinion.
In my personal opinion, because I am right about what I find attractive, it is the same sex. It is my girlfriend. Pick. That is what I'm attracted to. Pick an arbitrary box. A, B, 3, 4, this box. Screw your boxes.
I'm going with screw your boxes.
I'm going to say this box.
Oh, God. A plane. It's like a math question.
I got this. I'm really good at math. A plane leaves New York at 4:15 p.m. local time, bound for London, traveling at 500 miles per hour. Another plane leaves London at 9:30 p.m. local time, heading the opposite direction, traveling at 550 miles per hour. If they maintain a constant airspeed, do you ever want to have sex with someone of the same sex?
This is a math question I can answer.
Wait, what? Yes? Still yes. Oh, I accidentally... I clicked one that I actually agree with. Still yes, okay. You cannot trick me with your math puzzles. Yes, backs away slowly. Awkward, wavy hand gesture. No, storms out of the room. This quiz does not represent me at all. Okay. I hit still yes, you cannot trick me with math puzzles.
Same.
Do you want to know my results?
Oh, I do.
Very gay.
Mine too.
You are very gay. You really enjoy having sexual experiences with members of, click read more, the same sex. You are attracted both physically and emotionally to people of the same sex. You are not very keen at all on sexual relations with members of the opposite sex. Yay. Yes, yay. I agree with that. Yay.
I'm very relieved to hear these 1000% accuracy results.
These are perfect. That's the kind of quiz you need to take if you want to figure out your sexuality.
Right.
BuzzFeed's
don't
got
do
it.
Like, don't do introspecting or like, no. You know, like reach out to family and friends. BuzzFeed, how gay am I quiz?
I didn't reach out to anyone to see if, like, I just was like, I'm gay now.
I had this like hot older lesbian friend that I went to college with, and she was in a relationship, so it was like not a flirtation thing, but like I literally asked her, I was like, how did you know? And like got her opinion on things. I was like, this is how I feel. And she was like, yeah, dude, you're gay.
I just went, oh, I'm gay now. Okay. That's it.
I love that.
Done. All right. Do you want to do, you said you had one more game for us. Do you want to do that?
I do. All right. Do we have time for that and questions?
Well, we have time for that if it goes quickly and if the questions are only like one or two.
Yes. But and then we have your mom's segment and it's funny today. So I want to make sure we squeeze that in.
All right, let's just do the mom segment. But before we do, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor. All right, mom segment. What's up?
Okay, so to our nod to Gwen segment, March, we're going with another holiday. March 18th was National Awkward Moments Day. So to honor the holiday and our queen, I'm going to read some of my favorite awkward moment tweets that I found online and have been saving for years when I'm sad and need a pick-me-up.
For real? I love
sometimes.
You. I love you. No, it's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay, so at AJ Brooks on Twitter tweeted, just bumped into a mannequin and said sorry, then said, oh, I thought you were a person, then realized I was still talking to the mannequin.
I talk constantly. I've never stopped talking, right? Like, I just talk. And I was, you asked me if I had any awkward stories. And I was like, I don't, because I don't get embarrassed easily. And when I do, I immediately kind of just like forget about it and it doesn't haunt me. And then I've changed my like thought process on it. I'm like, oh, that was funny. And so like, I don't feel like shame and embarrassment past the moment it happened. So I don't remember the moments, but I do remember the other day. When I went to the thrift store, I was just talking to myself kind of story. I went to the thrift store and I'm walking out and I put my cart next to the car and the cart starts rolling away. I said, hey, stop that. I grabbed the cart, put it next to the car. And I said, stay, don't move. And I start opening the car and I go, I am talking to an inanimate object. If anyone in the parking lot sees me, they're going to be like, she's crazy. And I would be like, I am functional, but correct.
Right.
I'm not embarrassed by it, but I do just constantly talk to everything. Like, I make a noise. I hit a, like, I put something down on a desk too loud when people are trying to sleep, and I go, shh. To the thing. To myself? I don't know.
Right.
I'm always talking to myself. I don't care.
I really hope someone in the parking lot was able to see that.
Oh, I'm sure. I promise you, if I'm out by myself, I will be talking to things. You will see. I will just look like I'm, like, I think I have invisible friends or something. I know there's nothing there. I'm aware that nothing understands me. It's me. Like, my girlfriend says I do it to the dogs all the time. She goes, you know they don't understand you, right? And I'm like, well, no, it's not like that. It's not like that where I go, like, blaze one outside and he'll whine. I'll go, dude, I know. I hear you. I have to finish this editing. I'll be there in 10 minutes. And she goes, you, like, and I realized, I was like, it's for myself. I say it as, like, acknowledgement to make myself feel better, being like, I'm not ignoring my dog. I have to finish this. And I feel as though it's, like, telling everyone around me, like, hey, I hear that my dog's whining. And it's a reminder to me, because if I say things out loud, I'm more likely to remember them than if I just keep them in my head, because that never goes well. So I say things out loud to remember it, to talk through it all. I don't know. I know the dog doesn't understand me, but I think it helps.
I talk to Daisy at night when we lay in bed and I cuddle her and I hold her. I tell her all about the fun things that we're going to do the next day and how much I love her. And she's just like,
she's like, talk away, mom.
Yeah.
Dogs understand your energy, though. So if you're, like, excited or happy, they're happy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, continue with more awkward stories.
At Margo Savel on Twitter said, I told someone at a party that dirty old man is trying to hit on you. And she said, actually, he's my fiance. I would die. I
was at a club. So I don't find this embarrassing, but there was a girl dancing with her friends. And then this guy came up and she, like, clearly didn't want to dance with him. And he was being really handsy with her. So me and my girlfriend were next to them. And I went, hey, you good? And she goes, it's my boyfriend. And I went, oh, okay. Are you good? And she goes, yeah. But, like, I went up being like, this dude's harassing you, right? She's like, yes, but it's okay because he's my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. And I love that you're looking out for her, though.
Oh, always. We always look out for people. We're, like, we're two gay women, and I am very large. And so I have no problem just cock blocking and getting in there and being like, you good? And they're like, yeah, I'm good, because I'm a girl. I can do that. I can, like, look a girl in the eye and be like, you good? And she can say yes or no.
And it's the universal, like,
yeah. And we've done that where we've grabbed girls that, like, give us the help me eyes. We grab their hand and we're like, you want to come with us? And they're like, yeah. And it looks like, you know, girls are just hanging out with their girlfriends or whatever,
right?
And then she'll be like, thank you. And we're like, yeah. And then they just go walk away. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But I did it to a girl and she's like, that's my boyfriend. And I was like, okay, you good still?
My bad.
No, I didn't even say my bad. I was just like, you still good? I'm still going to check on you.
Right. Oh, my God. Ugh, I miss clubs.
Come all time you're
talking, like, telling that. I know. The whole time you're telling that story, I'm like, ugh. There's this incredible multi-level gay club in D.C. that I used to go to, and I miss it.
That sounds fun.
It was incredible, yeah. All right. Another awkward tweet is, got into the passenger seat of the wrong car outside of a Starbucks. The driver waited until I was finished with my phone call to tell me. It's very polite.
Must have been a dude. A girl would do that. A girl would be like, hey, you're in the wrong car.
Right. Girl would have her doors locked so that no one could get in the wrong car.
Only a guy would be comfortable enough to have some stranger come sit in his car and be like, I there's no chance I'm going to die. So I'm just letting it finish the phone call.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is one of my personal favorites. Mm-hmm. We have a Texas sage plant that flowers before it rains. When asked at my work by a coworker if it was supposed to rain today, I answered with, not according to my bush.
Okay, that one's pretty funny.
HR is just like.
That's really funny. I like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Okay. Do you want one more, or should we move on to questions?
Let's move on to questions.
Okay.
We can save it. We'll save that one.
Yes. How much time do we have for questions?
We have 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how much I rant.
Okay. If you could spend a day with a celebrity, who would it be and why?
Oh.
And it has to be someone that, like, you don't actually have access to.
So I can't go hang out with JoJo?
Yeah. It has to be someone that, like, yeah, you haven't hung out with before and don't have access to.
Who's yours?
Doja.
Ah, Doja Cat. She's fun.
She would be, well, because my gut reaction was Billie Eilish because I'm obsessed with her. Or like Lizzo.
Lizzo's up there for sure.
I just picture, in my humble opinion, I picture in this scenario, if I were to go hang out with Lizzo, I would be so intimidated by her presence, and same with Billie Eilish, that I would just be dead silent the entire time and I like wouldn't say anything and I'd be awkward. But if it was Doja, she's the type of person that would like come up and like hand me like a shot of Tito's and wrap her arm around me and show me her favorite TikToks. And I feel like we would like be able to actually have fun together.
I see that. I feel that. I don't have like one celebrity I'm obsessed with. And so
interesting. Can't relate.
My girlfriend gets mad at me for this too. She's like, come on. Like, right. I don't care. So it would want to be hanging out with someone for a day where like I want to see how they actually function. So I would say a Kardashian.
Ooh.
I want to see what goes on behind the scenes. Like I would love to follow around Kris Jenner for a day.
You would have to choose her because she controls everyone else.
I want to know how that mind works. I want to know how to succeed in life.
That's a good answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not because I'm a fan. It's because I want to know things.
Right. Tell me all your secrets.
Let me see how the sausage is made.
Honestly. Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, all right. Good answer.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. I thought about it a little bit. I'm satisfied with my answer.
All right, second question. If you could teleport to one place and bring just three things with you, where would it be and what would you bring?
I mean, I already have travel plans, but I would rather skip the whole plane ride. So, right. I mean... where would I want to go? Where are you going? What are you bringing?
I think I would go to Bali.
Okay.
My three things would be my best friend, $1 million. Oh, why did I aim low like that?
Yeah.
I could have said like 60 million.
you just
because
went.
I'm so poor. The concept of $1 million, I'm like, oh, I'm set. I'm set. So yeah, best friend, a million, which I would like it to be 60 million, but can't change my answer now.
No, and of course, this is a very official game.
Right. Oh my God. The third. My phone. So I can document everything.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I am still trying to figure out where, because I'm going to all the places I want to go to. So.
Do you not want to go anywhere in like Asia?
No, I do, but like, I'm trying to think about it. I want to go to one of those like Fiji islands.
Yeah.
That would be cool. That would be really cool. Okay. So it's just like, we're just going on a popping over for a weekend trip, right?
Right.
I'm bringing my girlfriend, my phone. And I feel like if I'm on the island, I don't like, I guess I'd need money to pay for the island. I guess I'm bringing $100 million.
Maybe you could send some to me over in Bali.
Oh, what? You know what? I'm going to say it's my girlfriend, $100 million. My girlfriend's going to bring her phone. And then, right? So I don't need it. She's a photographer, so she's going to document things. And so I have one left. I have something left over. What should I bring? A bottle of tea.
I was going to say... Oh, that was gonna be before I thought of the phone. Tito, it was like in my head. I was like Tito's. But I feel like if you have $1 million, you can buy Tito's.
So So I have to bring something that I can't pay for. So I probably actually want to bring my girlfriend's dog. The internet's gonna get mad at me for saying that, but she is a travel buddy and small, and my boys don't like to swim. So Fiji wouldn't
or the
be
heat
there. Or the heat also
or other
huge.
People yeah. or leaving the house
so yeah
there we go. All right,
I'm just gonna be honest.
Solid. All right, one more question.
Yeah.
All right, what wouldn't even you do for $1 million? Let's make it, I feel like $1 million is for me. What would you do for like even $100 million?
I wouldn't kill a person.
Okay.
I
feel like that's solid.
Yeah. I wouldn't do porn. I wouldn't cheat on my girlfriend. I think that's, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't burn someone's house down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do like big illegal things or things that would ruin people's right. lives.
Yes. I feel like that's a good standard to have.
Yeah. That's usually what that were how I just go as a person.
Interesting.
Okay. What wouldn't you do for $1 million?
Not a whole lot, let me tell you that. I wouldn't do anything that would cause someone harm. And I wouldn't hurt animals.
Yeah. As you eat chicken tenders, continue.
Listen, if you get rid of chicken out of my diet, I am left with bread, and that is it.
I don't actually shame anyone. If they eat meat, they eat meat. I'm not going to judge anyone for that.
Hypocritical is not the right word. I don't know what the right word is, but it is weird.
You disassociate.
Yeah, because I don't eat cows and pigs because I grew up next to the slaughter factory, and that was just traumatic. And then I learned way too much about cows in college and about how they're like smarter than dogs, and they have introspecting abilities that dogs don't have. So like they're smarter, they know more about themselves, they're more like aware of their surroundings, they have bigger family groups that they stick to and attachments. And so I was like, oh god, I can't ever eat cows ever again. But then chickens, and no one changed my mind, because literally all I will have left is bread.
Fuck, fuck.
Yep.
Listen, my mom loves her chickens, yeah. And she still eats chickens, so
yeah, I know. And I know it's bad for the environment too. It's yeah. just one of those things.
It's okay. We all do our things.
Maybe one day. I always said, I'm manifesting. When I have enough money where I can buy sustainably, like from yes. farmers markets or locally, mm-hmm. that's when I'd go farmers market vegan. And so I'd only get milk and eggs and chicken products from places that I know where they treat their animals well. And, yeah. you know, it's like ethically sourced.
That's beautiful.
But that is a lot of money.
It is. So it
actually, not for now.
It's a lot of money. And you have to live in a place where that is an option.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right.
Anyway. Yep.
All right. I think that's it for today.
Okay. We'll try and have more news next week. It's just, it was literally all Kardashians.
It's not up to us.
And Kanye.
It's up to the world to give us news that we actually want to talk about.
I know.
Come on, world.
Like poking the internet. I was like, do something interesting, please.
If you guys ever see stuff you want us to talk about or get yeah. us to, you know, sum up for you or give our opinions on, please tell us on Instagram or tweet it to us or whatever.
I could always start on Fridays. I could start posting question boxes.
Yeah.
And on Fridays, you guys can give your suggestions.
Let's That'd do that. Cool. So, all right. So follow All Things Internet Podcast. Right? That's it? On Instagram?
All Things Internet Podcast. Yep. On Instagram.
Got it. All right.
Yep.
Love it. All right. I love you guys so much. I love you, Emily.
I love you.
All right. I will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? what would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.